two parts. How it'll slice, I don't know yet. See how the discussion goes. We're speaking about the halakhic definition of risk of sakone this Thursday, Mr. Shem, and the following Thursday. And the Mara Makomos and the Xerox material you have is for both shiurim together. Yes, and the third shiur will be on an offbeat topic that, in our yeshiva at least, that seems to be a mental block. The whole inyan comes to kochim and taharos as the boys tune out. And the third shiur will be on tumas kohen bezman hazeh, with a special concern for shaila halacha lemaise, what to do about the airplane shaila. How you can manage to transport bodies on El Al without imposing a special halachic burden on Kohanim, who therefore have not been using El Al. And El Al came to me with a taina, Nimza Chota Niska, the TWA, and the others refused to transport Aronos. Turns out that they come out winning. The Oren goes on El Al, and the rest of the family travels on the other carriers. That's how the Shaila came about. So I've been spending some time trying to find an answer for them, and in the process developed, I think, an approach to the Shaila, but also take apart the whole inyan of Tumas Koyim Bizman Hazeh. Today, I have to divide the work up, in two ways. One, lifestyle, and the other section being medical. I don't know if it'll work out that way. I think we're going to have to crisscross between them. But essentially what we're talking about is how, al pi halacha, you respond to a situation in which there is danger. Danger above the background level, above the norm. What the norm is, we'll see, is a great variable. In fact, the halacha is really, the halacha concerned with is to define what is the norm. For more than the norm is us. I'll begin as if I were wearing another hat with a report in, an old report in 1982. New England Journal of Medicine, in which a group of people put together an article entitled Risk Factors and Lifestyle, a health interview survey. Basically, what they tried to do is what we have to do as B'nai Torah, to focus in what are you doing and defend what you're doing in halachic terms. They just stopped short of the next part of the question, therefore, is it mutar also what you're doing? But what do people do nowadays that pose a shaila whether they should be doing it or not? From the basis of medical risk or health factors, or as they correctly term it, it's lifestyle. It's not just something that touches upon medicine. The issue, to make it a little bit guzmodic or ludicrous so as to sharpen the point, I mean, what heter do you have to take a walk other than to walk around the block continuously? You realize every time you cross the street, you expose yourself to greater danger. What's the heter to cross the street? You don't have to. Want the doctor says you should walk 3 miles a day? No. Hakofis. And you realize if you're going to be that medagdig b'mitzvus, you're going to end up not in this institution, another institution. But that pretty well sums up the shaila. What is acceptable risk and what is not acceptable risk? What they do is they run through here a few of what they consider to be important points. Points in good health practices. The first one is exercise. In the yeshivas, you know, we have a philosophy exercise. Whenever yeshiva bacha has an urge to do exercise, he lies down till the urge passes. Get exercise according to the best information we have, that if you walk 3 miles a day, you can be ma'arech yomim as much as 10 years. How many people are exercising is the question. Next, smoking. Smoking, we'll come to it soon. There's already kvar hora zokin, the Surgeon General already passing, right? Sagdin is on every package of cigarettes. It's dangerous to your health. What's the halachic stance of smoking? And now, if you don't know, a few people caught it 2-3 weeks ago, there was a definitive study in Science on spouses of people who smoke, family members of people who smoke, to show that they're also at significantly increased risk from second-hand or second-nose smoke. Next one is overweight. Eating is dangerous to your health. From smoking study, breathing is dangerous to your health. This is eating is dangerous to your health. It's not much left. Alcohol use, that's all. They took really extremes. Extremes meaning things that as you do ala hol. And they show, with rare exception, that the world at large, because they were dealing with a Brahmin community right around Harvard, where they had better results, yet they came to the conclusion that 43% of their respondents were overweight, 33% smoked, 28% did no exercise, and what they call robust alcohol use, 11.7%. What they say is that's the mitzius. What we're saying is this article therefore should have a psak din put at the end of it, which says it is therefore also to smoke, also to drink alcohol, chiyuv to exercise, you are mechuyev to eat less. Yet no one ever said so. I know Rosh Yeshivas who are overweight. I know Rosh Yeshivas who smoke. At least they did. It's almost a Makas Medina. Most yeshivas were dens of iniquity. It looked like democratic clubs in the Mismedrash. You see the Gilu Shchina, the Amud Oshon, hovered over the heads of the Talmidim. If you'll turn to the last page, what I gave out, page 36, I would like to run through as quickly there to give the scope of what our halakhic discussion is to cover. And then we'll build it up, Amir Hashem, from the Makoros. This was an outline I prepared 2 years ago for a lecture on the medical aspects. And I will elaborate on it a little bit to add to it for this purpose. I just had it ready, so I thought I'd throw it in at the end to give you an idea of where the halacha is asked to speak and where we're asked to speak. These are ma'asim b'chol yom. Risk-benefit ratios in medicine has become the steady fare of any rov who has a decent-sized kehillah, who has the confidence of his people. They come to him to ask, should we or shouldn't we? The doctor said this, should we go with the doctor's opinion or not? First is, in medicine, there's a special problem. It's what I call the conceptual issue of nothing to lose or only chance syndrome. That changes the risk-benefit ratio, obviously. The risk is tremendous, but the benefits are tremendous, because the patient will die unless you take this great risk. What does that say? Does that mean then sakana, of course, is not an absolute? It has to be put in its proper context. When a patient's going to die, it's a sakana, right, which the Gemara will discuss, puts in the language of chayisho, right, versus chayolam. You put yourself at great risk. You may lose 3-4 months of life, but you have a chance to gain arichas yomim, without which you'll die in a year. So you give up the few months or a year, as we'll see, maybe that may be a maximum for chayisho. You give that up if you fail in your attempt, but you have, of course, the possibility of succeeding. The idea that therefore every risk is worthwhile, that's not what we'll see up the halacha. There's still a limit to how much risk you're going to take, even though the benefit is great and the risk of doing nothing, which is part of the benefit, is tremendous. Nevertheless, when a doctor says, Klal, I can give you a green thumb rule, especially a surgeon who is wants to let you know he also is a God-fearing man, he'll tell you, Rabbi, it's a chance 1 in 1,000,000 that I can pull it off. But you pray. I'll always answer the surgeon, I can pray so good I can do without you. The 1 in 1,000,000, I don't need you. You tell me it's 1 in 100, 1 in 10, you still need my tefillahs. But if you tell me 1 in 1,000,000, but you think there's nothing to lose, there is a chilik between letting a man die and being a rotzeach b'yadayim. 1 in 1,000,000, the surgeon has become a rotzeach b'yadayim, as we see. Tumul in Eretz Yisrael now on liver transplant, heart transplant, has in it a component of this. Heart transplant has to do with something we'll discuss. But the liver transplant, basically, the objection to liver transplant was done on strictly scientific grounds. The Rabbanim of Rosh felt they weren't good enough to do it, that the risk was too great because the competence wasn't there, and it would be wiser to ship a patient to America for a liver transplant than to do it there. But the issue was just that. How much risk for the benefit? The benefit was clear. A patient will have a arichas yomim if they succeed in the transplant. The next point of how you define benefits, as we'll see, is the geyos and our lifestyle thing too. And here I'll just jump back to what I'm treating as the first component. A fellow wants to go skiing. More people break their legs skiing than learning in the Beis Medrash. But he feels good when he goes skiing. He has that freshness. Makes him feel as if he is an individual who's mastered nature. Mamish v'chibshua went up on top of a mountain, came down without breaking a leg. Tremendous thing. How about skydiving? More tremendous. Or last time I was in Netanya, there were two people in these personal gliders, these hang gliders, playing games up there. Mutar or Asur. When they come down, they feel tremendous. They don't come down properly, they don't feel anything. Is that a job for a Jewish boy? That's the Shaila Piala. Okay? How about risk for relief of pain and suffering? A risk where there's no arichas yomim, but if the operation succeeds, the patient will be free of pain, will die at the same time. But the operation will stress this, obviously, very sick patient, and he may not survive the surgery. And then you have the next point, and that's all I will on the cover here now. The rest is will be strictly medical. We'll get to it, Mitchum, next Thursday. For whose benefit? And here we introduce questions of risk to one and benefit to the other, or the shailas of Hatzolah in Sakana. Where it's mutar l'adam lahachnis atzmo b'sakana de lahatzil chaveiro. And here you have, in practice, other ethical problems come in because of the question of who makes the decisions. But for example, phase one studies. Only 2 weeks ago, a little girl from Stern College who graduated as a nurse now and got herself a wonderful appointment to an oncology unit in a local hospital here, in a major hospital. And part of her role will be to give injections in phase one studies. For those who don't know, a phase one study is a study to determine whether a drug is sufficiently non-toxic to be used. That's really what it does. It's basically a toxicity study, because the patients who are eligible for phase one studies are patients who are so sick that it is most unlikely, if not absolutely unexpected, that they should personally benefit from receiving the drug. But the study of their physiological reactions to the drug will determine whether other patients who are less sick should get the drug. It's hard even to define it that way, but that's an accurate definition. It's hard to imagine that we have allowed such things to develop, that we can have phase one studies where you're using humans, basically, because you already passed all your animal studies and you still need a little more information. Will the human organism behave the same as the dog, the rat, the monkey, and so on? And I'm not talking about people who are jumping into phase one and they should have done their homework and done more animal studies. I'm talking about the most competent of researchers, but there comes a point where you have to go clinical. And the first stage of going clinical, unfortunately, seems to involve machnis the sakone, this man, de lahatzu lishacher. Is there any halachic basis for such a thing? Is there a halachic basis to do it shelo b'rtzono, shelo b'yidiyoso? Is there a halachic basis for voluntarism in such a thing? Where a person says, okay, after all, most people have to sign research protocols, he's maskim. Who is he to be maskim? Does he have reshus to be maskim to such a thing? All right? We'll cover the rest of it in actual practice, especially that unit 5 where I'll be dealing with actual shailas that I was personally involved in, and then a point number 4 where many people have been involved in on the whole shaila of cosmetic surgery, which is sakana for a benefit that isn't muskom b'fi kol that it's a benefit. Benefit to save your life, people agree that benefit. Not prepared to agree with everybody that you should put a patient under general anesthesia in order to do major cosmetic surgeries, face, hips, breast, neck, etc. When last year 1 in 7,200 patients who received general anesthesia died before the surgeon had a chance to kill him himself. General anesthesia is itself a real sakono, a sikun of atzolas nefoshes. Okay?
So we're discussing with the risk benefit is that.
So there, the risk is there. The question is the benefit high enough? Right? Would you agree that cosmetic surgery, so that you have bags under your eyes, and if you get the bags out from under your eyes, you may look better for a shidduch,
for a job?
Is that an adequate reason to put yourself under sakana? It's similar to the question of sakana for pain relief, which is not life-saving. Sakana for life-saving seems to be in the same ballpark, the same class. Sakana sachayim, right? Barich Hashemim, you're balancing off things of equal value. But when you endanger life for a thing other than life, The question is, are you in the same coinage? Are you, you have a right to balance one for the other. First, what are the makovos for the isu, the sake and etatsmo? Second key question is how you define sakana. Okay? First, the isurim. So I provided for you Gemara in Bava Kamma. I'm defining the sequence here. I think I put Brachas first, but I think the handout has the page one is the Gemara in Achayva. Well, be down on Machlokes Tanoim. Ein Adam Roshoy Lachavel Beatzmo, Ikem Adam or Adam Roshoy Lachavel Beatzmo. So you're towards the lower third of the page. What's the Moko for the Isu Doraisa Lachavel Esatzmo? Viach Ez Damchem Lenafshoseichem Edrosh. Reg the Gemara Dil Mokhtola Shaini. Comes to killing, but stam lachavol ba'atzmo, to cause yourself physical damage, not pikuach nefesh, not sakonas nefoshos. Ela haitanu desanyo mekaren alames v'lo midaki amori. Amar Abrezo shemaiti shemekare ames yos midai loke mishum baltashkes v'kol shkeg gufo. See, Abba Gemara, two psukim were brought down. To put yourself in Sakonis Misa, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ach es damchem ha-shoseichem edrosh. Part of the commitment that Kodesh Baruch Hu made to the human race, I won't bring a marble, but I expect you to behave a little bit like mensch. Second, Isa Bal Tashris. It's interesting, in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in the Isur Chabola, he emphasizes the Baltashas, based on this Gemara. Our Shulchan Aruch has the other emphasis, which we'll come to in a minute. He heard the Rabbi Yochanan. Right? Kore Lamona Mechubdoso. Rav Chizek, Rav Masini, Beni Hizmi, and was eating more in Tainus likewise, it was the same case. When he went among the thorns, have a madal lamoni, he would lift up his coat, they shouldn't get torn. Omar, he said, Ze mala arucha, even though in the process the thorns cut his skin, Ze mala arucha, the skin will form a scab, will heal. Ze eino mala arucha, my coat doesn't heal. What do you see from there? That for some reason, economic, it's mutter lechabol b'atzmo. Lending more brings down a raya from Nozir v'chipa shachota al hanefesh, that tzar b'atzmo is also asur. That Kodesh Baruch Hu requires kapora if someone's mitzayir atzmo, even the dvar mitzvah. He should have been able to discipline himself without being mitzayir atzmo. The fact that a nazir had to be mitzayir atzmo because he saw sota b'kulkulo, like the Gemara says, good reasons. He meant l'shem shemayim. He's nikra kadosh, fine, but a chet it is. Here you have what the Gemara says is that sakona comes under the category of ritzicha, katola shayni. Other danger, physical danger, not to life, loss of limb, break a leg, etc., etc., you fall under two categories. Either a category of baltashkes, I cannot be mashkes begodim, I cannot be mashkes gufo. And second, a concept, a conceptual, that letzayir es atzmo is a maisachet. Almost a kind of baltashkes olov. Because Rohu gave us enough discipline. If you have to discipline yourself, addition to what Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's something wrong with you. You're no longer in that category of a disciplined individual who accepts Kadosh Baruch Hu's discipline. You have to add your own discipline. Morin Shvus, next Talmud. Hamekalel Atzmo is over Balav. Whatever Klola is in the category of damaging, painful, or distressing things that man can do to himself, klal is one of them. Hena makalel es atzmo, which means essentially what he's saying is that he is treating his life cheaply, he is degrading his own worth by makalel es atzmo, even though it's only words, there's an iso lav doraisa. Why? Because it says he shamalacha ushmon avshecha miyod, and we know whatever it says he shamer pen vial, it means lo sase, and therefore he's over on two lavim. It says lo sekal el cheresh, and he's no different than anybody else. And second, he's endangering himself. He's over on the love of Vishamalacha, Pentishkach, Esadvorim, Asharo, Einecha, which the Gemara brings in Brachis, also as the main mokor for Lesakin Esatzmo in real Sakana. Look at Gemara in Brachis. Bottom of the Amud. If you didn't mark them the daf, that's Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. That's in the Maram Bekomos, I gave you that. By the way, it's not the first time I've been joining you for these shiurim. I make an effort to Xerox everything you have, not because I don't think you can find the Gemara Brachos yourself and look it up, but the hope is that if you have it handy, you get a chance to use it yourself, meaning the mitzvah limud Torah, as you know from the briska background you all have, is ikar mitzvah l'lamed l'acherim. Chances are, if you have it ready, you may allow yourself to give a lecture to somebody else, and that's the only time you will be comfortable with the information. Then you really will absorb it yourself. Tana Rabbanon, Maise b'chaserecha shayim esfala b'derech, v'asarecha esu l'sholom, lo hirze l'sholom. He is mistaken as atzma. Period. That's the second. V'asar and speaks to you, you don't talk back, you're already in trouble. Himten lo ha shesim tfiloso. Le'acha shesim tfiloso, amalei reka, halokosu b'toraschem, rak yishomer lecho, ushmo nafshecho, usiv nishmartem yod nafshoseichem, כשסעתי לך שלום לא אומר לא עזרתי לי שלום ואישי חוטי חושך בסייף מי היו טובי אז דם חומי יודי אמר לה המתן אשך היסך בדברים etc. etc. the end of the story, you know, you know, I'm in Malach Mar Bosa Vadom, and the man came over and spoke to me, and I spoke to the brother, to this boss of to a stranger who interrupted my conversation with the king would chop my head off. I'm davening, I'm busy talking to a king, and you come by, you expect me to answer you? mekabel dvarov. It's obvious that you have to learn pshat here, like all the falshim learn pshat, that he didn't believe there was takanas nefashos. That there was really, although the loshon of the Tsar says I could chop your head off, that was the loshon guzma, that the Tsar didn't have the authority to chop his head off. Worse, he'd be angry at him, he would tax him, he would make him a slave, whatever it is. But there's no pikuach nefesh, because in a case where he was dealing with a melech who would respond that way, then it would be also to do so, because, as we'll see, hecha d'shricha zeka, none of these chassidish terutzim do any good. A nice little story can get you out of a discomfiture. When your life is at stake, you can't count on your eloquence to get you out of the hole. What I'd like to start here is on this pasuk, Meile. Baltashkis, I understand. Rakes dam from Nashom Edrosh, good. Also understand. Where do you come with this pasuk? Ki shama lachosh v'nafshcha miyod. Where does it come from? So Mamel HaSinai. What's it talking about? Pentishka chadvar mashero inecha. It's talking about forgetting the Aseres HaDibros, forgetting the Torah that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave. So the Machsho, which I'm sorry, it didn't come out exactly clear. I use the enlarging, not only my little Gemara, I use the enlarging mode. I think you're able to read it. And now, if you look over here, the end of the first paragraph of the Masha, ask the Kash. See, Butarasem, the Tsar said, the Haikra Bishikra Satora Kamairi. Forgetting the mitzvah Hashem. What's it got to do with going skiing or endangering your life? What's it got to do with it? Lo hay ayra hani koy klau bishmirat nefesh adam atzmo misakana. U miu, u mesachet shvu iz dovo shel Talmud namel mil sachite, dein azor al mekale latzmo minayin, shenema rak isham al chosh von afshecha. Ve chose haze gam shlo yada im yispayis, whatever it is, I can read asar, mikol mokom, a hegmon. Mikom akom lo pasak la hashiv lo shalom, shelo hayachoshi she sakana kmo b'melach akum. He asks the kashya and says, "No, it's a kashya, but I know the same kashya applies to gemara and shuas. No, you got it. We want kashya, you knock off two gemara. That's not so bad. I mean, it does not tell us though." Why the Moshe Shavuos talking to excuse the pasuk? I'm a Kalatzmo. He also saying pasuk. He shamal chapen. That kashya needs a teretz. The Moshe doesn't give a teretz on the kashya. The teretz is bemis in the Rambam. If you just skip a page before the Moshe Shavuos. After Moshe Sochem, the Rambam Hilchos Deis is a teretz on the Masha. Hoel v'heyos haguf bori v'sholei midachi Hashem hu. Sharei yefshar. It's on page 6, top of the page. Sheyefshar sheyoven o yeda dobo miyidiyas habori v'ucholot. Lepikhoch tzorech odam tzorech lahachik odam atzum midvorem hamabdenes haguf. ולהנהיג עצמו בדבורים המעברים ומחלים. הרמב״ם saying that says very פשוט. כי שם הלכו בשמור נפשך פן תשכח, you forget in two ways. You forget you got to put on tefillin. Or you can go down a slope and break both hands and you can't put on tefillin. Either way you made it so you can't do mitzvah Hashem. It's hainu hach. Hishamalacho, what the Gemara is telling you, Hishamalacho is one Akshapa. I don't care for what reason. Your job is to do what I tell you. And the only way you can do what I tell you is to chazer and remember the halachit. Remember the halachit. The only way you can do what I tell you to do is by keeping healthy, keeping both hands so they can put on tefillin. Then you're mechuyev to watch the hands should put on tefillin. A surgeon, we have in my shul, we have a lot of doctors. So I notice the surgeons are very makbid on a cold day. They might show up without a coat, but they only wear gloves. But the hands is what make the money. The hands are important. Hey, with a sore throat, they can operate. With chapped hands, they can't. The makbid to wash their hands. Come the Rambam and says, if you have a job to do mitzvah Hashem, you have to wash the goof, because without the goof, you can't do mitzvah Hashem. And therefore, shmiras haguf is pentishka chadvorem asher ro'einecha. It says also something else. What it also says is, and that's really important in our whole yachas, the whole conceptualization of man in this world, a world of Torah, that we don't accept easily any dichotomy. And the whole dichotomy of body and soul, guf and neshama, is artificial dichotomy, is as good for pedagogic purposes. You can discuss things better that way. But you should know, it's like the Mezor says, it is the chiger and the suma. It's one unit. You can't tie it to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm goof in neshama, the neshama is the smart one, he sinned. Without the neshama, the goof lies even doming, so the goof can't sin. And the neshama can't tie, I'm spiritual, I can't do any averes. And therefore when I leave, you see, it's the goof that did it. The message brings down this beautiful marshal of the melech who wanted to make sure nobody eats his good fruit, but yet there's a watchman to scare others away. He took a blind man and a lame man. And the blind man could not see the fruit to eat, and the lame man couldn't get to the fruit to eat, but they would serve as human scarecrows to keep others away. So the blind man took the lame man on his shoulder, and they went and they ate the fruit. They came back, here Melech saw the fruit was missing, so each one had a good alibi. I can't walk and he can't see. So then the Melech took the blind man, put him on the shoulders of the lame man, and he hung them together. We don't want a dichotomy of body and soul. And therefore it's a very, I think, to be conceptually, it's a very important pasuk to use. You want to talk about Shmiras HaGuf, the Gemara saw fit in two places, both in Shavuos and in Brachos, to emphasize the pasuk of Shikras HaTorah. And Mashal is disturbed. Why think a pasuk of Shikras HaTorah talk about Shmiras HaGuf? It also teaches you that point. I don't even see it as two separate things. It's minus Hainu Hach. What we have to do now, once you establish that indeed there is such an isur d'araisa, dealing with isuri d'araisa, no one says these are the rabbonis. That asmechu akra, these are the psukim. And we haven't yet come yet to the psukim legabi hatzolas acherim, the three psukim, hashevoselo, losam adam reyecha, which may very well apply to oneself too, although I haven't seen anybody apply it to oneself. Who says I have a greater mitzvah to save your life? Some it applies to oneself too. Just like we have in Mo'ov Avakamek, Shem Sheh also lachbo b'chaveiros, also lachbo b'atzvo. Some it applies to yourself too. If you see yourself drowning, you should climb out of the pool. Don't let yourself drown. Right? If your health is lost, you should find your own health. But that's interesting that the Shreinim don't apply those psukim for Hatzolat Tatzlo. They apply the psukim only for Hatzolat Acheir, which will come to him. What we need now, however, is after defining that it's also to assume an unnecessary risk, we need, of course, the next critical definition. What is a risk? Yes. But it's interesting. No one Biksav has associated those psukim with Hatzalat Atzmo. The question is, what is excessive risk? It's obvious that living is a risky business, or as we like to think, life is a terminal illness. What risk can you assume? What risk can't you assume? And that's what I'd like to establish. At least if we had finished that today, we'd be in position. I'm sorry. No, one more. Sorry. Excuse me. One more pasuk has to be brought in, and then we'll come back to it. That is in the Rambam. In Hilchos Rotzeach, Yedalef, Dalet and Hay, on the Mitzvah Smake, on page 7. This has to do also with a statement, with a slogan that was popularized by the medical profession in trying to hand over autonomy for decisions to the patient himself. And it became, I believe, a motion picture or a theater play. Whose life is it anyway? No one had the decency to answer the question. The only answer we have to the question is, certainly not yours. Whose it is, yours certainly not. Maybe more belongs to society, certainly belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu, but of course he's not to be allowed to a position in this world. He's Shem Bashamayim. And that's why you could ask such a question to begin with. Here you have a halacha. V'chein, if you pick up in Dalet, the second half of halacha Dalet, v'chein kol michshol sheyesh bo sakonas nefashos, mitzvah saseh lahasiru l'shamim memenu lizor b'dobo yofe yofe, shenema hisham alacha oshmo nafshecha, v'lo heisir v'iniach ha-michsholos ha-mevin le-sakona, Bitul mitzvah saseh, v'ov abolo sam sasim domim. Leave a sulam ro'ua in your house, you're over and lo sasim domim b'veisecha. How about to jump out of an airplane where the airplane isn't broken? Because it's a nice thing to fly through the air, skydiving. That's not covered by such a process. I mean, technically, maybe there's a custom of Beveisech, but Loch in Rishus, Sachiv and Yerushus, hard to say. Indeed, the language, as I gave you the key at Sefer, the Ma'abit, the next page, on page 8. He ends up talking on this halacha of the Rambam. Kol sheyesh bo sakonas nefashos, not beveisom. Kol sheyesh bo sakonas nefashos. Gam kein mitzvah la'asiru u'lishomim memenu, yesiv yishomer l'cho shmo nafshecha miyod. V'chol ma she'osu l'chachomim shum sakona, v'chein din gilui, golui, hakol michlal zeh. But he starts off in the Azor of shlos losim domim beveisos. Obviously what he's trying to tell you is that these two was a mixing another the other mitzvah of Hisham al Khosh Manashra Mayod, he has that in a separate place. I tell you they both overlap. So you have the Isur of Make of Losos and Domim Vesecho also comes as a Daraisa which instructs you concerning Hasoras Dovor Hamasaki. Whether Halocha Lamaisa we would say Ichi of Malkis will come only if he makes this into a lav sheish b'maisa beveso, because that's the gzeir sakosuv that applies only makib beveisecha, could be. But the limud from it, certainly, if you have a thing like an isur asay, you have an isur lo asay also that comes out of it. Certainly from here, that it's also to be misakan asma, another posuk against sakona. Shaila, therefore, is what is risk? And here, I want you to go back to these two Rambams. Shivanim Medayek Aloshim. And Hilchos Deis. Hilchos Deis, the Rambam not once mentions the word also. Interesting thing. Hol v'yos ha-gubbori v'sholei midaki Hashem. Right? Lefichot tzorich lahachik odem atzmi dvorem ha-mavnes ha-gub u'lahanig atzmo b'dvorem ha-mavn machlimin, and goes through all the wonderful things that a person can do to keep his health and those things he should avoid that endanger his health. What the New England Journal of Medicine mentioned about exercise, the Rambam, look at the Rambam in Yudalid. All Klarech Ramo Vriya Saguf, Kozman Shodom Misamel, Vyogaya Harbe, Veinosove, Umeyav Rob. What's the Macholos Haroim? Look at Tess. Yesh Macholos Shem Roam Beyoser Ad Maod, Veroyel Adam Sholoch Lolam. Kagon. I'll give you English translation. Lox, right? Dogim gedolim meluchim. Lox, dolim. Herring can't.
Sardine.
Herring. The Litvakas ate herring, so you can't start up with herring. But lox, they didn't eat. Right. Hagavina hamelucha, right? The wine cheese parties, the worst. Kameim upatrios, bosa melia chayoshan. Ayoshen, Ashon, right? Put you to sleep. Salami, pastrami, bologna. All the dvorim haroim biyosef, right? They are what? Hareilu leguf kvosam hamoves. But now what do you say for also lochlan? In Veg, in Hilchos Ratzeach. Right? What do you have there? There, no shayla. Harbei devarim osu chachom evnei shesh bem sakonis nefoshos. V'chol over aleihem v'yomer and says, whose life is it anyhow? Hareini misakim bi'atzmi. I'm going to smoke in the bathroom. I'm not going to smoke in the besmedrash, where my smoke affects everybody else. They all get cancer. Hareini mesakim biyatsmi mal acherim olai bivakach makenosa makas mardus. I don't know why makas mardus. Why not alai? Why the rice? Why not the rice?
Why not the rice?
Huh? Pen is allowed. Hisham alachosh manav shlomel. Okay. How do you explain the two Rambams? I want to leave that for towards the end to tie it up. Clearly, there is some sakonis which are royu shol hinuk hokocha, and there are some sakanos which is also to linukocha. Rambam is careful. The nutritional things, he leaves it as royu shol hinuk. And the others, he says it's also. If it's the technical isur, make beveso, but there, that's a lot with a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you'll give him malchus for it. For not building a maki, you can't give him malchus, right? Salav shein b'maisa. But Mustame, if you can work structure a case where it's alidei maisa, there was a ladder and he purposely knocked off a step of the ladder to make it into a kosel ruah. Mustame, you'll be chayev malchus too. It'll be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Normally, they're all lav shein b'maisa. The ladder turns bad, I didn't fix it. For that, I can't get Malkus. I'll get Malkus the Rabbana. They're not listening to Chazal. That they can do. But the Raisa, you need, it's hard to structure. That's why he leaves it for Malkus Mardus. What then is the risk that is halachically defined as excessive? Two Gemaras speak to the definition of risk. One is the Gemara Msachim and Daches. It seems to be on page 5, seems to be a detail of risk, a kind of matir of sakone, but also is a magdir of sakone. That's what I turned in the Ma'am Koma, Sakona Dechuyu V'Hutra. Where do you have, of course you have risk, but where do you have a structure in which there is risk which is acceptable? Where we're Matzah the Sakona or Matzah the Sakona. So you have one clear one, Shluchi Mitzvah in the Nezokin. What does the Gemara say? You have a Chol Beino Levein Akum, to go there at night with a candle. One stick your hand in the wall, Tamazoi, and Choshe Makrabim, to do it in a place where not Choshe Makrabim, but this your neighbor will see you coming at night with a candle and a feather. He'll be sure you're giving some kind of voodoo curse on him, and he'll kill you. Therefore, it's better to let it be. I, Frank Digamara, what are you afraid of? Right? And for Digamara, Heche Deshricha, Zeko Shiny. Which means, very simple, there are some risks for which there is no dchiya, there's no heter. Where it is, quote, an absolute risk. Where it's a risk that natural law says, the least suffix, you are risking your life, for that there is no matir. Not even the heter of dvar mitzvah, going to dvar mitzvah. Where your motivation is good, where you can tie in, as we'll soon see, shem apsoam Hashem. God protect me. I'm coming to you in simple faith, have the right to expect. But here now we have also, again conceptually, things, it's not nice to talk in yeshiva, but emunah and betochen. But what are we talking about? Risk kind, risk morgen. Ein adam no kei vetzbo, melmata, ela kei nechtem alovim bala. Nothing happens to you by chance. Kadosh Baruch Hu dictates everything, you stub your toe, you hit your thumb with a hammer because you deserve it. All part of Chav Onesh, and it was all the Sifri Musa mention it, and especially when it comes to discussion Yom Kippur. If you mekabel it that way, it's kaporas avon. If you realize that, if you think it happened by random, then Kadosh Baruch Hu will try again to get the message across. But if you realize things don't go well, you accept it as an onesh for some sin known or unknown, then you it serves as kapor. And Yisurim are mechaprim. Why can't a fellow say, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're running the world. You told me to be by the chametz, kol asher yerucha, I'm listening to the chachamim. I'm doing what's right. Why should I be afraid? Comes Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, also, Bereishis bora Elokim. I made a world as Elohim, as a lawgiver, as a judge. Lashon Chol v'nikra balabayet el Elohim. I'm a judge too. I give laws. I told apples to fall down. I told people if they jump out of windows, they fall down, even if they're late for mincha. The elevator isn't coming. You can't head out the window and say shluchim mitzvah and because my mitzvah, the mitzvah to be mispalel, is no different than the mitzvah that I commanded the apple to fall down. I gave a law of gravitation, which is my law, same as my law of putting on tefillin. Don't expect me to change my law. HaTorah zeh lo tei mochlefes. Apples won't fly up, and you'll always have to wear tefillin, and you have to daven. And the only way you can have both function is if you respect both sets of my laws. And don't expect me to change natural law because of, quote, religious law. V'yom b'ro Hashem Elokim, I made a yichud, a chibur between Hashem Elokim. They should be friendly with each other. The Hashem who talks the language of Torah, the personal God who's mitzaveh es ha'odom, is the same God who was mitzaveh es ha'briyah. And therefore the two can't be in conflict. So don't match me up. Don't make me into a schizophrenic God in which Hashem has to fight Elohim. It doesn't work that way. Therefore, shluchim mitzvah ein nizokin, sure, but not when you violate my laws. Nahecha deshchicha hezeka shayni. I, whenever you do something, things go wrong. There's what is it called? Murphy's Law, Parkinson's Law, or something. Things, whatever can go wrong, will go wrong. For that you say shluchim mitzvah ein nizokin. So many things that impinge upon our health, our well-being, but you still need hashgacha sabore for every single second of the day. Walk into a hospital and try to figure out how many brachas you're supposed to make. Does anyone know the significance of the bracha of halolim, halolim, ilu? How big an artery do you have going to your eyes? How big a clot do you need to shut it off? And Baruch Hashem, it doesn't happen. If you're shrach, when you go out of the bathroom, you're shrach. The problem is, how can you do anything else? You're supposed to be mispile. You walk his bachol yom. You made it another minute. You made it another day. That is the halacha of Lo Socha Adam. There's also lechol kodim sheyispalel adamo. Why? Because it means it's a halacha that tells you, fella, there's no guarantee that you have another breath to take. What are you stuffing your mouth for? First, make peace with Kodesh Baruch Hu. He should want to let you live. Otherwise, you're wasting the food. Someone else can eat it. Eat up that Danish in the morning and have a heart attack right away. It's a waste of the Danish. First, you daven, then you have your Danish. But this is our hashkafe. This is the trick. This is the emes. This is not kush. That's the mitzvah. That's how we relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Then where is the point at which you say there is a danger? Hayad Hashem tikzor. Why can't I head off the 20th floor? I mean, Hashem mitzvah. And actually, for the first 19 floors, it's not so bad. It works okay. That last floor that gets you. So we have here one klal. That's a klal in the Hagdorah of Shem Sakon. The Sakone that goes against known physical laws is a Sakone that's totally unacceptable. There is nothing that's matter that Sakone.
What is the case that's being dealt with in terms of the Shir Hadeka in the Gemara? We're talking about even going in.
There, Sakonis Akrab or Sakonis Akum. It's such. Yeah. Well, you'll see, we'll pick it up again from Avodah Zarah and Avodah Zarah from Zayin. Akum kill Jews. That's where the child in life. Kind of grow. Tigers, lions, goyim, all in the same infrahuman species. There's another halacha. And we'll contrast these two halachas. Right. There? Okay, that. Okay, on page 9. Right, so I'm bad sequence. Okay? The Gemara and Shabbos. Between these two Gemaras. 20 to 30. Pick up these gemaras and subtract this, and it's just lay the groundwork for putting things together. Which are next week. Story about bloodletting. Okay, the time when Akoza Saddam was an equal in keeping well. If Shmuel Bedoro, Mr. Bedoro, and Halochet, and Toyre, we have certainly in medicine, Vadai, sorry. And then the halacha of Briyat Haguf, a chiyuv, meaning a good body, so people let blood regularly. We believe that that was of a food. According to the best evidence we have today, it's most likely right. It's interesting. Right. One of the best theories we have why women have fewer heart attacks than men is because they menstruate. There isn't a buildup of iron in the heart muscle. Almost double push it. You can accomplish the same thing by regular bloodletting. Never pass judgment unless we have the idea that in the world of science, the world of medicine, especially human science, we have such faulty ideas yet we're not prepared to knock everything.
Wouldn't this be regular blood donation?
All right. So they had klolim, when you could let blood. And now I want to try to defend that, but nevertheless, the Gemara says, the tilta b'shabata, my time alow, why can't you let blood on Tuesday? Mishum de kaimeli ma'adim b'zovi, because Mars is there at the corner of the sky, and it's a bad omen, right? Vu kiro neged p'nechem, like Paro said to Moshe, it's the wrong time to go out of Mitzrayim. The planet Mars indicates blood. There's blood on the moon, so called, right? Like the Gemara, b'mali shabbat anamik kaimi b'zovi, and the sixth day of the week, an erev Shabbos, also. And it become the minhag Yisrael to let blood out of Shabbos. Look at Rashi. And for the Gemara, Kivon de doshu beirabim shomer psoim Hashem. Everybody does it. That's okay. Had to go skiing, it. Everybody does it. Had to go skydiving. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. Thank God. Everybody doesn't do it. There's maybe a mitzvah to do it. Everybody does. My Shverzatzal wouldn't ask for smoking to Sof Yomov. He refused to put an Isser on smoking. Put an Isser on smoking in the presence of others. But if you want to smoke, he said, he cannot say it's Asur of the Isser of Shvatmos Nashasechem, Isser of whatever, of Baltashvis, that it is, of course. It's burning money. but he couldn't he, he said, how many millions of people are smoking? You still have 10 million people smoking in the world, 100 million in the world are smoking. Kivan the dosha beirabim, you can't find it, you can't say it's us. Rashi, kivan the dosha beirabim, hulgulu bo mepnei dochkan, because they were poor, the Yom Yisrael was impoverished. For the same reason we began to get married on Friday, really, instead of following the Mishnah and Ksubis that you all learning, Psula Nisas, when?
Wednesday.
Yom Haravi, when you have Bezdin B'Yom HaChemishi, why then, how come we violated our Mishnah? Because we couldn't afford it. But by making the wedding on Friday, you could save yourself for Sudas Shabbos, Sudas Chasana. So the Chassan had to give up the COVID to come back home. He can't afford to feed you Wednesday night and Friday night meat. So I make one meal to serve for both. Same reason here. Because after our cause is down, we have to eat good food. We have to have a high protein diet after that. That's part of the protocol of our cause is down. They couldn't afford. Therefore, they had meat they couldn't afford anyway. But which Jew didn't have fish for Shabbos? And fish is sheni, is second in line as good food. Look at Rashi. Mivnei dochan sheyukrovim lusu de Shabbos harin pirkan deel kvod Shabbos bedogim bedolim umesefta avay dezor amrin and sheni ledam dog. Next to blood itself, fish is second good for creating new blood. Therefore, they moved it to Friday. New, a little piece of a fish, you risk your life. You know, Shem Absalom Hashem, everybody is doing it. So you have now a second definition of risk. Acceptable risk. Acceptable risk is that which society decides is acceptable. Societal definition of acceptability is halachically accurate. Dosha B'Havim says, people do it. Now, let me jump you to Gemara in Bava Kamma. Take it in order. Taking the same Gemara really that was touched upon already in Bava Kamma. Let's take the next page, 10. Chizkiya, the great tzaddik, who they needed rain. They came to him. He just told the boss upstairs, "You forgot something. We need some rain today. No problems." But he himself didn't have a piece of food to eat. Didn't have a clothes to wear. He has there, and they. You'll read the first part of the Amid yourself. Just catch down the middle of the Amid. That's all the strange things he did, the strange Hanogis. And then they asked him to explain, the Tamid have asked him to explain your Hanogis. My time Omar, Kimota lehizmi vihigi delinu lamane. Amar is the Malavucho then a Malavucho. Same Gemara we had. What is he saying? That for monetary considerations, economic considerations, I can cause myself Chabola. But that's a minor one. It's leading up to the next Gemara in Bava Metzia. And Alochev Halonas Chasochev. Gemara gives us a tiny hamitzah. What's so terrible, Halonas Chasochev? Don't say most of it. It's a lot. No, there's more than that. So fit to give a tiny hamitzah. The Elov who knows the Yisnasho. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a tam in the pasuk. If I have a poet who'll come to you at the end of the day, he asks his sirus, his maskoretz for his day's work, and you say, I don't have. Elov who knows say it's not sure. Listen to what explains. Mimma all of the bekeves, venitlo veilo, no mosar atafro lemiso. Why does this fellow climb up on the top of a girder to paint the top of the George Washington Bridge? Someone has to do it. Look at the statistics. We never built a bridge in America without having some fatalities. We never built a tunnel in America without having fatalities. People die. So you ask for tunnels. So you travel a little bit longer. People got to the other side before we had a bridge too. So you travel another hour or two. What's the heter to someone to become a tunnel digger, a bridge builder? And the windows will be dirty as rust. No Hashem, it's been this way for 40 years. No one seems to suffer. Who was the matir for these activities? He climbed up on a ramp, right? Hung from a tree. Why? Because you want a coconut. So a man climbs up a tree and risks his life. Because you need a coconut. On a coconut, can you live? For luxury items we do it. Therefore, terrible thing not to pay him his salary, not to pay him his wages. How about a terrible thing you let him go up? Who is mat him to be Olav and Elon? And well, it doesn't say, well, he's an expert, he knows no danger, he knows what he's doing. Umosar Atzmo Lemisa, he might emphasize this. No. The fellow knows he's in danger every time. The fellow washes the windows on the 50th floor of the Twin Towers. Knows he's in Sakona. Ask him to check his insurance policy. You'll see the premium he pays. What are the heterim we have? The heter is there was a mitzvah of the Chibshua. The Doha Plogger was punished because they didn't want to take the risk to populate God's world, to expand out into the jungles. What's me sugar? Why shouldn't I? Nimrod was 100% right. We got ourselves a nice plane there in Babel. Everything is settled. Let's build vertically. Why build horizontally, go out into the jungles and fight the natives and fight the pythons and the tigers with us. Can Kadosh Baruch Hu say, yes, you're supposed to take a risk. And the Raman says what? Be mishane ba'oke horim, mishane nahos, divert streams. You don't do that by snapping your fingers. Someone has to put himself at risk to do it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu has confidence in man, has halachic confidence in man, that we will determine what is acceptable risk or not. To build a bridge, we said, that's socially acceptable. We pay people for doing it. We need it in order to allow our society to grow. And therefore, someone must take the risk. Whoever takes the risk has a right to say, Shomer Psoam Hashem. Doshu Be'rabim is not everybody does it. Doshu Be'rabim means we decided that risk is acceptable. That's the only way to learn Pshat in the Sukkah. And hence you have social sanction that takes away the Isur of Mesakin Esatzi. There's no social sanction for skydiving. There's no social sanction for going over the Niagara Falls in a barrel, even though they may pay money to see you do it and put billboards up. That's because we like to see people get killed. That's why we have prize fights, right? That's why we have bullfights. We're hoping to be zoche to see the man get killed. The bull get killed doesn't have no more pleasure in that. He eats steak all the time, he wears shoes. We know the bulls get killed. You don't often see a man get killed, so you pay money hoping this time you'll be present when he gets killed. Price fights, people go away pleased. If you were there when he hit him on the head so hard that he killed him, you made history that night, so you're special on knowing that. That's the Achzori Sheba'odom that comes out. Is it mutter for a Jew to be a price fighter? Of course not. Believe something not. That's why I brought in later, you'll see. The Yeshua has a Shaila from his Talmud, who was Zoche to be in the class, what we learned this morning in the Gemara Ksubis, from the Tayolin, from the Mufunoki of Eretz Yisrael, who wants to go hunting on the Shpastelist. He says, Bikone Shalesh, with a fire stick. Right. And people go hunting, put themselves in greater sakonas. So the Shaila, very significant. Shailas are brought down because of the Hezba, the Lady Behuda. How you must be a Fatam Chacham, surely you should not go hunting for pleasure. Of course, other Shailas, Tzabal HaChaim, it's come in, but the Ikir is Lesaki and Esatzlo, because more hunters get shot than people in the Smedlish. There the boy says, Tim, I can learn in Bismedlish, but I like to go hunting because I can afford it because I'm from a wealthy family. All right, you want to ask something?
Yeah, as far as the definition of Shomer Psoam Hashem, the first problem was to say that if everyone's doing it, now we're saying
I'm trying to do for you is tie the two concepts together. It's not good in halacha to have many concepts. Ikir is defined by the so-called common denominator. They both are common denominator. The common denominator between the Doshu Bei Rabim and this concept Bifnei Mazda Olam Ila. What he's saying there is he did work that society says is acceptable, which means it doesn't mean you need everybody to do it. Everybody agrees it should be done. It's defined as Doshu Bei Rabim. I don't personally have to be, not everybody has to be a bridge builder, but everybody votes that we want some of us to be bridge builders. And hence you have the same matir, what I call social sanction, social acceptability, applies to the Doshu Bei Rabim because the mitzius they do it, or here because it has formal acceptance by society that it's a right and proper thing for our society.
Well, come
to it. Okay?
Where do you draw the line in social acceptability? Warble and a Wilbur Wright, that's a very dangerous thing, but that's going to lead to...
We'll try. Okay. We'll try to draw the line. It's easier in the medical field to draw the line. In the lifestyle field, it's harder to draw the line simply because the lines aren't that clear. We don't have a clear demarcation line. But we have, from the medical, we'll be able to bring a riot to this to lifestyle. I pose that in the question is when to go clinical. treated as shilohs, and that's really what's asking. All were right, decided that they are to, that they've done all their homework, and now the only way to go any further is to see where they'll fly. But if you get off the ground, it may not work, right? You may crash, you may get killed. That's the same shiloh we have in medicine. That's what I remember the phase one study. That's also the shiloh when to go clinical. That shiloh I personally had, and I haven't mentioned, on the pacemaker defibrillator. We had the shiloh to work out at what point could a Fum Yid who was developing a pacemaker tip that also would defibrillate. So if the patient went into heart attack, into a defibrillation, he wouldn't have to run to the hospital if it would shock him, but the little computer would detect defibrillation and send the shock right away using a minuscule amount of the current needed if you would go through the chest with paddles, and thus have a built-in safety feature. Whoever had a pacemaker would have a defibrillator there built in too. But there was a danger that the tip would char, would burn the heart muscle. It didn't in the dogs, and the shiloh is, when can you go? The shiloh therefore is, at what point do you say, I have such social need, but no one yet has defined it in numbers? In other words, you can't tell me that everybody should become an airplane designer, everybody should make defibrillators, but I can say to you that it'd be nice to have a defibrillator. It would save lives. And hence you have social approval for what you're doing as well. And that social approval mainly involved focusing on one individual. So it's not measured in Dosha B'Rabim in numbers. But Dosha B'Rabim is only say is a way of saying I can determine social approval by doing a statistical study, see what people are doing, Hecha Ama Dabor, Vifirzachavelt, or I can sit down rationally and say, should we or shouldn't we go ahead with this? These questions that you asked for, or the right, or pacemaker defibrillators, we sat down, the people who think about these things, and say, is it worth a risk to take this next step? And they would agree that also would form it under the category of Dosher V'Rabim, or social sanction, social approval. I'll elaborate on it further. Other aspects come to that one too, namely the fact that you are endangering others, a pregnant woman, etc. We have a Gemara that focuses on this thing. To what extent, and that's why it's a little tied all together, Macholim Roim, the case we had last week in my shiur, I saw it that way only because I was preparing this year, where a wife has a shibud to the husband to feed the child properly, to be meinig as benot, to nurse the child. And the Gemara says, and therefore she should not eat certain macholim haroim, that's bad for nursing. Comes the Rambam, as we'll see, and says, but if she really wants to eat it very badly, it's perfectly okay, to heck with the child. She comes first. I am number one. Here you have a risk where there's pleasure in undertaking the risk and affects other people as well as some Achalam Rams for herself too, this time. It'll all come together. Okay? One more point. I think that's about all we'll have time today. I'll introduce it. Take the two Gemaras, we'll finish off with that. Gemara Nida and the Gemara Yevamos. Tana Rabbanan, I have it underlined there for you. Shosha Chadoshim Rishonim Tashmish Kosher Isha Begam Kosher Levlad. First few months of pregnancy, the woman is not comfortable with Maisa Bir, and it's bad for the development of the fetus. Emsoim kosher leisha v'yofel avlad. Achonim yofel leisha v'yofel avlad. Nowadays, the obstetrician of a big school of them saying it's also to have relations during the last 3 months. It increases the risk of infection for the baby, etc. Our Kabbalah Maybe he commits his own yemekayim. They said in Shir, when your wife is big and fat and ugly looking, that's when she needs your attention more than any other time. And that's the Iker Mitzvah's owner for her benefit, not for yours. So mitoch kach nimsa avlad melubay. Umbezuvas. Tana rabbana, tana, hamasham mitosan liyom tishim. On the 90th day, that's no suffix. That's going to kill the child. Kiyu shofer domen. Thank the more mino yada, so how does he know? When the 90th day is, he knows she's pregnant. Count 90 days. The first 90 days is a kosher isha, a kosher lavlad. The whole thing is no good for the first 90 days. And the 90th day, you shave a dummy. So what's such a terrible thing? So I want to show asa. Relations with your wife after she becomes pregnant, at least to cover the 90th day. That much you owe the child. And you can, so you won't have relations with your wife for 10 days to make sure that you don't catch the 90th day. Never heard of the Chacham, you can do such a thing. Okay, next Gemara. Rabbi Yvonne. Tana Rabbi Bekameda Rav Nachman, the Gemara you all know about. Great Gemara, and we discussed it once on the contraception. Shoshe Noshim Shamsi Vavok Tana Muberes Meinika Tana Shemet Esaber Veshemet Tomus Muberes Shemetas Teyose Ubro Sandal Meinika Shemet Tigmo Benar Veyamus. And it never occurred to Chachamim to say you can't have relations. What if she's a Nida and you have no mikvah in town? So you don't have relations. No matir. Never occurred to Chachamim that you could buy some television sets. What are they telling you? Show me a psalm Hashem. Right? That's the maskonet. Chacham omim achazu v'achazu mishamesh gedarko v'aleches u'min ha-shamayim yirachamu mishum shenem ha-shom ha-psoam Hashem. They have another Shem ha-psoam Hashem. Three Shem ha-psoam Hashem. Shem ha-psoam Hashem by Doshu Barabim. Shem ha-psoam Hashem by Yom Tishim. Shem ha-psoam Hashem by Shom 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 Shom. What do they all have in common? A need, a social need. There is social acceptability or social societal approval. It's not good for a husband to be celibate. It's not good for the family bond that Kadosh Baruch Hu established through sexual union for that to be suspended or broken for an extended period of time. During the Ibur, whatever reason, the Chacham decided it's bad. If it's bad, and society says we want it this way, comes Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's okay with me. After all, Mosul Chachamim. Then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what's so hard? Hayad Hashem Tikso, and I'll take care of it. All I'm doing is substituting society for Takonas Chazal. Chachamim do that all the time with the Bnei Yisrael. They turn them on and turn them off. Sadi goes there with Kodesh Baruch Hu Mekayim. But more than that, I'll give you a raya that you all know, Mr. Tamer, from Shabbos Abdalad, where the Gemara says that the removal of the bread from the oven, Rediyas HaPas, is Chochmehi Veinu Melacha. Remember in the old days, they slapped, you can go in the shuk in the soil and see it in the Arab bakeries, they slapped the bread, even on the side walls, sticks it. And then you got to take it off without breaking the loaf. So it's a chokhmen. Bakers know how. Yeshivas know how. Rabban al Asad, Isud Rabbanan to be Merade Tapas, Rode Tapas, Bishabas. He left it in from Friday. So Tosfos asked, and Abdallah Lam Aleph, Tosfos asked, what if a man put in bread on Shabbos, b'mezid? He wanted to bake. He's angry at God. He wants him b'chal Shabbos to show God he doesn't accept him. He's angry, he came home, my son had a tragedy, it happens. And then, this pastor, Ben Yisrael, toch kedei dibur, his mahara b'tshuva, changed his mind. Because running to the Rav, kodim sheikhum uponav, before a crust form, there's no Yisra d'araisa. He's only going to be over on Yisra d'Rabbanan to remove Yerdiyas HaPas. Should he take off? He says, oh no, Rabbanan Asad, you can't take off. He says, what's the if I leave it there another minute or two, I'll be over on Yisra Kores. So the Tosfos says, what are you worried about? I'll call upstairs, I'll tell God it's okay, it's on my cheshbon, leave him be. We told him not to. I give him an exemption. He comes up with a title. I give him a little note. And I give him they want to, right? They want to put him in Gehenna or Oilam Azed. Malchamovitz wants to cut his life short. You show that he's got an exemption from your rabbi. It's probably okay. Oh, that's the halachim. Why? When Chachomim decide this is right and proper. Kaddish Baruch Hu says, that's what I gave a world for. L'chol Asher Yerucha. This is the decision. There, you have a right to say, Shem Abdal Kaddish Baruch Hu, take care of the rest. I have no problems. Yom Tishrim is a day when a child must die to have relations. If Kaddish Baruch Hu wants it that way. But if Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't want it that way, it won't be. Shem Abdal Kaddish Baruch Hu. All I have to look for is sanction. Social sanction, halachic sanction, rabbonim sanction, and so on. That's why the Kasher Gemara is such a good Kasher. What's the Hava meaning? Hoshluch be saying in the Zokin, how do you ask such a stupid question? Therefore, why? I can jump out the window? He says, nah. Everybody who sticks his hand in a hole gets bit by a scorpion. Every fellow who shows up at night with a candle and a feather has to go shoot him in the morning. You increase the danger. That's all you did. Increase the danger. Why don't you say, Shom Avzorim Hashem? And the Gemara said, there's an increased danger. A danger, a danger, your du'a, which everyone realizes is a real danger. In the 90th day, what do you do? I don't know in the 90th day, either. I know my wife becomes pregnant. Could be one day early, one day later, who knows? There's no way to know within a day or two. What then? You want me to go ahead and take precautions, lest the 90th day may come out when I have relations with a wife? That's the kind of precautions you can live with. But this you say, Shem Epsom Hashem. Why? Sure, Chachamim could have said it's a danger, therefore better abstain. Be celibate for 3 months. What's so terrible? But Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Chachamim the wisdom to say, we don't want to ask her. It's so good to do that. And once they didn't want to ask her, for that you say, Shem Yisrael Hashem. So we have to sum up quickly. We have them as number one. All we covered today was Mekoros for the Isur of Masakin Atmo. And two, a definition of sakana. Sakana is that which the world accepts as a risk above and beyond the normal risk of living. Either Chachamim can decide that because the Tevas HaMishpoche, like in the case of the Gimel Noshim, it's better not to ask my Sabir, and therefore you have a right to say Shem Absor Mashim. We'll pick up Nisham Thursday from here.